Very few letters were written in those hard times that were not touching, especially those which father sent home. In this one, little was said of the hardships endured, the dangers faced, or the homesickness conquered. It was a cheerful, hopeful letter, full of lively descriptions of camp life, marches, and military news.
We have logs all around our simple tents now, and have built a chimney and have a fire to keep us warm. So you see, we are living in a proper wood cabin. The fire inside keeps us warm and snug and makes me think of you all at home. All our food is still cooked outside on a great fire, and we wrap up and eat our meals by the roaring flames. You girls would love it, especially you, Joe.
Only at the end did Father's heart overflow, and we could sense his longing for home.
Give them all my dear love and a kiss. Tell them I think of them by day, pray for them by night, and find my best comfort in their affection at all times. I know they will be loving children to you, do their duty faithfully, and conquer themselves so beautifully that when I come back to them, I may be fonder and prouder than ever of my little women.
I think it was so splendid of Father to go as a chaplain when he was too old to be drafted and not strong enough for a soldier.
It must be very disagreeable to sleep in a tent and eat all sorts of bad-tasting things and drink out of a tin mug.
When will Father come home, Marmee?
Not for many months, my dear. He will stay and do his work faithfully as long as he can, and we won't ask for him back a minute sooner than he can be spared. Now, let's be happy for Father's sake. You will sleep well tonight, and in the morning, check under your pillows, for there may be a little surprise for you.
I was the first to wake in the gray dawn of Christmas morning. Although there was no stocking crammed full of goodies, I slipped my hand under my pillow and drew out a little crimson-covered book. Marmee had given us each our own little copy of Pilgrim's Progress to read and learn from and treasure. Marmee stood waiting for us at the bottom of the stairs with Hannah, our loyal housekeeper who had been with us forever.
And Merry Christmas, Hannah.
Well, Merry Christmas, little Meg. I can still remember your very first one.
Hannah, this breakfast looks delicious.
Let's eat then. I'm half starved.
Now, girls, before we sit, I want to say a word. Not far from here is a poor woman with a little newborn baby who is sick. Her other children are huddled in one bed to keep from freezing, for they have no fire and they have nothing to eat.
Oh, that's awful.
The oldest just came by to tell me they were suffering hunger and cold. My girls, will you give them your breakfast as a Christmas present?
Gladly, Marmee. We'll do it.
I'll cover the buckwheat so they stay nice and warm.
I shall take the cream and the muffins.
Joe, help me pile all this bread up onto one plate.
I thought you'd do it. And when we come back, we shall have bread and milk for breakfast and make up for it at dinner time.
We piled up the plates full of food and followed Marmee out into the cold morning. Ours were the first footsteps on the crisp, fresh snow, with Hannah bringing up the rear, her strong arms full of firewood.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Hummel.
Mein Gott, it's good angels come to us.
We'll soon have this little place warmed up.
I have some sweet tea for you and gruel. This will make you feel better here.
Mein Kinder, children.
We have food for your children, but you need to eat too.
Come then, come little ones. Warm yourselves and eat.
Oh, danke, danke.
Though our tummies rumbled, we trudged merrily back home, content that we had helped the Hummels as best we could. The little children called us angels as they sunk their mouths into the warm pancakes.
Thank you for all the sacrifices you made this morning. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Marmee.
Look, Meg, up at the window. It's that Lawrence boy. Merry Christmas! Yoo-hoo!
Stop it, Joe. It isn't done to be waving up at boys we don't know. Isn't that right, Marmee?
You should try and remember that you are now a young lady, Joe.
I hate to think I've got to grow up and be Miss March and wear long gowns and look prim. I long to be a boy and play boys' games.
Oh, poor Joe. It's too bad, but can't be